this is what 150 musical playing cards made by hand looks like. This is part of my game that I've made for my students that is Cranium inspired, because I used to be obsessed with Cranium when I was a kid. Not so much the math part or the spelling, but I did love the little Cranium clay. That was fun. There is no clay for this, but it's more fun because it's music. So let me show you what I got in here. So I have five categories of cards here, and I'm gonna go through them one by one. So my first one is draw. This is all gonna be backwards for you guys, so I'll read it. Basically what's inside of draw is draw key signatures, and then we also have like draw intervals. So that's what draw is about. Then we have sing. Sing is about singing intervals, but it's also about singing major triads, minor triads, stuff like that in basic positions. So we're talking root, we're talking second, we're talking first, all of that good stuff, all the basics. Then over here in act, we have basic music phrases, or not phrases, vocabulary is more the word. So for example, this one says act presto. So this gives students the chance to act out and learn about phrases that they're gonna be saying basically their whole musical lives. And then we have spell. And spell is great because this utilizes writing down things. So we have intervals in here, and then we also have key signatures in here. And then we have my favorite, which is chance. Chance is super fun. This one says, name one 20th century composer, gain 10 points. So if you happen to get one out of 10 in 150, then you have a good chance of getting a really easy point and getting ahead of your fellow musicians. So I'm super excited to try this out this semester.